Today's devotion finishes the book of Matthew, so we read Matthew chapter 28, which says this. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, rolled away the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards trembled in fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they hurried away from the tomb in fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They came to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," said Jesus. "Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And after the chief priests had met with the elders and formed a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money and instructed them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report reaches the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.'" So the guards took the money and did as they were instructed, and this account has been circulated among the Jews to this very day. Meanwhile, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And this is God's word. The resurrection of Jesus is one of the hardest things in the Bible to believe. You may have seen some resuscitation before, but you've never seen someone who has been dead for days, embalmed for burial, get up out of his or her casket. I think about this sometimes when I attend a funeral or a visitation. It would be a distressing thing to witness a bona fide resurrection. God knew it would be difficult to believe, and he knew that it would be easy to fabricate a believable story to explain the disappearance of Jesus' body. What is more likely, or what is easier to believe, that someone actually rose from the dead, or that someone stole a dead man's body, buried it out in the desert where it would never be found, and then claimed that he rose from the dead? I mean, the question answers itself. So here in Matthew 28, Matthew recorded the cover-up that the enemies of Jesus concocted to explain away his disappearance in verses 11 through 15. But he also recorded the appearance of Jesus to the women in verses 1 through 9. Then he recorded the promise Christ made to meet with his disciples in Galilee in verse 10, and then that meeting in verse 16, as well as his final words to them in verses 17 through 20. All of these appearances were designed to provide evidence that the resurrection is true. The followers of Jesus didn't just say, "Trust us, he rose from the dead," even though only one or two of us saw him. Instead, Jesus himself made several appearances, some of which are not even recorded here in Matthew, so that there would be an abundance of witnesses who would see him alive and well on planet Earth. But it takes an act of faith to believe in the resurrection. There is an alternative explanation, as we saw in verses 11 through 15, and it's easier to believe that than it is to believe that Jesus actually rose from the dead. But he did rise from the dead, because his resurrection was necessary for our salvation, for our spiritual power, and to prove that Christ is, in fact, the Son of God. So don't doubt the resurrection of Jesus, and don't shy away from talking about it to others, even though it is hard to believe. The resurrection of Jesus is true and essential to everything we hold dear as Christians. Our hope for eternal life rests in the truth of the resurrection. And Christ, by rising from the dead first, shows that God can and will raise the dead. That's the hope of every one of us. That until Jesus comes, if we die, we will be raised from the dead, just as he was raised from the dead. And so let these truths encourage you. And don't shy away from the resurrection when you talk to others about Jesus Christ. It is essential to our faith. May God bless you this day, and we'll see you next time.